Wow. Guys, we have been given so much truth in the Word of God. Our gospel has power. It has, in fact, the power of God in it. It has the power to give life to everyone who receives it. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." We're living in the most exciting time in history, the end time, when people's faith and love is growing cold and where every perversion and every crime is rampant, where evil is replaced by good and good is replaced by evil, when people are departing from the faith and there's a great falling away of people who never did really believe. When the doctrines of devils and Satanism is rampant, where Eastern religions and practices are given full space, and Christianity is denied and fought against. Even in nations like the USA and Europe, where people are supposed to be standing for Christ. This is the day that was spoken of as demons of rebellion fill our homes and schools. There are many thousands of children living with one parent only due to an epidemic of divorce, breaking down the godly design purpose of unified parents and the home life keeping a high moral standard. No wonder that rebellion amongst children and teens is rampant in our schools, causing death and destruction to innocent lives. Sexual perversions are rampant, defiantly bold, going against God's created design. People are changing the glory of the incorruptible God into images. They have no shame anymore, and in dishonoring their own bodies. We're living in a day that was spoken of when people worship the creature and not the Creator, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. But we are also living in a mighty revival. God promised that in that day I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Acts 2:17. Just think about it. We are the ones. We have the Holy Spirit of God living in us. And we can shine so much light. They that know their God will do exploits. Daniel 11:32. This is no joke. This is for real. Where darkness abounds, grace and light will much more abound. That's us, shining God's grace. We are given that privilege to light up the world with the gospel, which is the greatest news ever told. Talk about good news. If you were a salesman, you couldn't think of a better deal to offer to anyone. You get freedom, you get health, you get joy, you get abundant life, you get a light on your face, and you get no more stress, only peace. And you get a permanent smile. And guess what? It's totally free. That beats the American dream any day. God help us all to realize how much we've been given. It's time to stand up, move up, and gear up. Now is the time to let the Holy Spirit bust out and shine on people. We need to be aware of the fact that we're not of this world. We have changed passports. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We have found that pearl of a great price, and we have sold everything in order to get it. If you really want to truly be enriched, do a study on everything that Jesus said about the kingdom. Research, the kingdom of God is as, and you will be enriched by all that he is saying about the true gospel. It's such good news, bro. The gospel pays for everything. The sacrifice that Jesus made paid for us to be in full and intimate communication and relationship with God. It paid for our healing of every disease. It paid for our freedom from every evil work of the devil, such as condemnation, shame, regret, depression, stress. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We who know him do not have to live under the circumstances and the condition that life serves us. We have the power to renew our mind daily by fixing our eyes on the victory of Christ. His victory has paid for us to live an abundant life filled with joy, happiness, energy, peace, health, rest, love, faith, and so much more. We are the ones living the full purpose that was originally intended for man. But we must renew our mind daily to our new identity. The devil's favorite trick is to get you to look at the circumstances and the conditions rather than the victory that Christ has served us. We must live our life looking constantly to Jesus. And that brings us constant victory, not only to us, but we become radiant with his light. Virtually electric with God's energy. And there is an aura about us that everyone sees and wants. Muslims don't have that. Hindus don't have that. There's no life nor energy in religion, but there's life and there's power in the gospel. That's the living, lit up sample that we must reflect and that people need to see in us. Yes, people have to see us live the gospel, but they can only see it if we are constantly mirroring the victory of Christ, smiling, looking in people's eyes, reflecting joy and happiness, sharing care and compassion, giving generously, just as if we had indeed found the source and the fountain of all victory, which we have. If you're not yet walking in victory, ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Tell him that you want him to be at the rudder of your boat. Tell him that whatsoever you do, you want to do it heartily, as unto him, and not unto man. Tell him that you want to be fully possessed with his joy, his love, his ever-giving energy. Hallelujah. Put it into words every day that you want to be Jesus. You want to walk out his living sample every day to everybody you meet. Practice smiling. Practice generous caring. Practice compassion every day. I mean it. Especially when you're down. Give no place to the devil. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. And Jesus said, whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in the glory of his Father and of the holy angels. So, shine his light. Hallelujah. We are winning.